Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. It doesn't matter how long you've been on your business clarity journey. There comes a time when you're going to feel blocked and you're going to feel like you've taken 5 or 10 giant steps backwards and you're confused as to what's going on and why are you feeling blocked? So today I'd like to talk to you about the 4 most common blocks that I see happen in both myself and the women I coach. Because the clarity journey is a journey. It's not a one and done thing. It is a process of peeling back layers to get to the core of who you are. And we can start putting those layers back on so that we're not as clear and things get fuzzy and we get blocked to feel like, wait, what's going on? I was clear a little bit ago and now I'm not. And what in the world is going on? This happened to me again recently. And I had to take a step back and say, why am I feeling blocked? Why is this feeling so hard? I realized that I had fallen into the trap of a couple of these blocks, and I was feeling more confused rather than clear about what I was working on. I had to take a step back and say, okay, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to get back to feeling confident about the direction, the confidence that I know that if I go back and look at my project description, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know why I'm doing it, but I have put those layers of confusion back on all by myself. I didn't need anybody's help to do that. It was an aha moment that this is something that you have to monitor. It is something that you have to look at and examine and figure out, why do I feel blocked? So today I want to talk to you about 3 things that can halt you or block you on your business clarity journey, what those blocks are, and then what do we do about it? How do we remove those blocks and get back on track? The first one, and this is the one that I have fallen into again recently, I allowed too much noise into my head, into my world, into my projects, into my ideas. And this noise comes from my inbox, comes from social media, comes from taking a course or a class or a program and joining a membership. It also comes from listening to too many podcasts. I love to learn. If you would have told me that in high school, I would have laughed at you. But once I got through college and then also started learning fun things like hobby things and businessy things that really helped grow my business, I discovered I love to learn. And that's a good problem to have. However, it can be a problem when it's taken to the extreme where you are consuming so much information and never acting on it, never applying it to your life or to your business and growing with it. So the noise in my head was coming from the fact that I had signed up for some programs. I signed up for a few webinars, things that I would really wanted to know and a couple of them that I really needed to know, but I was doing too much of it. And I was letting too many competing opinions come into my head, come into my world through my inbox, the people I followed on social media, from a couple small little programs that I purchased, and definitely from the podcast, because I do love a good podcast and I tend to turn them on and just keep listening. But all of that can create so much noise and add on so many layers of confusion onto what you've already built and what you've already figured out. You can confuse yourself by letting all that noise in. And when we do that, we get to the point again that we're consuming, we're not producing. We're listening, but not acting. We're just moving on to the next piece of information. And we can get stuck in the cycle of, oh, maybe I should try this. Oh, maybe I should try that. Instead of just carefully consuming and taking action on it before we add more opinions and more voices. So not taking action on what you already know and instead moving on to the next idea, the next podcast, the next research project, you're not applying what you've learned and you're not figuring out if it's a good fit for you, or you're not running it through your filter of your business clarity map that we've talked about in another episode. And you look at what you already know, the foundations that you've built around your business. Is this podcast helping? Is this person's coaching process helping? Is this course that you're interested in or membership that you're interested in? Is it in alignment with your values? Is it in alignment with the projects and the goals that you have set in place? And all of that just adds noise. We are overthinkers, and then we overthink everything and we get halted and we get blocked and we stop taking action on our projects and our ideas and our marketing initiatives. So what do we do with that? We remove the block. And the easiest way is to go on an unsubscribe mission, which is something I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. I've unfollowed people on social media. I've unsubscribed from a lot of newsletters. And I've actually considered taking a social media break to just kind of clear the decks and kind of give myself a reset mentally, and so that I can really focus in on what's in front of me. Now, the unsubscribe mission and unfollowing people or muting people in social media for now, that has made a significant impact. I have decided not to take a social media break right now, but it is something I've realized that I may need to implement in the future. I don't need to download any more freebies. I don't need to buy any more classes or join any memberships unless it's for a specific piece of information that when I look at what my project and there's something I don't know how to do, then it's okay to go find help for that particular skill or learning a tool or whatever you need to take that project forward. But that's where discernment comes in. That's where running your ideas through a filter and understanding what your needs are regarding that project are. It's important to get out of your head, get focused on what you know right now, reduce the distractions, reduce the bright, shiny objects, and take action on what you know. So that's block number one. There's too much noise, so now we need to remove that noise. Block number two, and this may come as a surprise to some people, but I think block number two is doing business alone. Barbara Scher is an incredible businesswoman that I consumed a lot of her books as I was starting my entrepreneurial career. And one of my favorite quotes from her is, "Isolation is the dream killer." Pursuing a dream alone without the help of anybody, without having that village, that community to help you take that vision and go grow with it, and that take that dream and run with it, it's really hard. Is it possible? Absolutely. But for a lot of us, it does become the dream killer, and it starts to suck the life out of our clarity journey, of the vision that we've been holding for our business and understanding the direction of our business. When that happens, when we're doing it alone for too long, that often results in a lack of motivation, a lack of vision. And for me in the past, it's impacted my mental health because I'm trying to do it all myself. I don't have any help. And pretty soon you realize that your business is running you instead of you running your business. Now, does this all come from doing business alone? No, there's a lot of things that contribute. However, when you're doing business alone and you don't have somebody or a coach or a mentor or a biz bestie that you can work with, somebody that can rein you in a little bit, that is such a key component of the entrepreneurial journey, is to do it in community. Because when you have a community or a village or a biz bestie or a mentor that believes in you, that can help you get clear. It can help you pinpoint things that maybe you can't see because of all the noise or what's all going around or that overthinking that you're stuck in. And so doing business in isolation is very difficult. And in the long run, it's going to hurt you more than it helps you. So what do we do to remove that block? You get some help, or you build that village, or you build that community. And I will be the first to admit, as an introvert, especially an introvert that works from home, this can be very hard to do. And I don't want to bring this block up and discuss it lightly because I know how hard it is. One thing I do know is that over the years, some of the most growth I have seen in myself as an entrepreneur is being in the right community. And most of those communities have been masterminds. And I've been in a lot of masterminds over the years, and I can pinpoint two that really shifted how I did business. It shifted how I thought about business, and it shifted how I thought about community. That's why I started the Sealess Society Mastermind, because I wanted to grow a community that I've been looking for and was having a hard time finding. One of my first mastermind experiences was early on in my business, and we signed up with a coach, and I'd worked with this coach for quite a while, and he saw the benefits of pulling together small communities of entrepreneurs to help each other. And so what he did is that he became a matchmaker, basically. And so we all signed up, and he assigned us to our own mastermind groups. And these were groups of about 6 to 8 entrepreneurs. And we met regularly, once a week, for about a year. And it was probably one of the most growth-oriented groups I've ever been in, because one, they got it. They understood the journey I was on. They understood that entrepreneurship is hard and sometimes we need some help. And so finding that community is one way to remove that block. The other option, and I think is very important, is finding your biz bestie, or finding someone at least that understands the entrepreneurial journey. Because as much as our family loves us and wants to support us, you start talking about entrepreneurship and what's going on in your business and how the online business works and your marketing. You know, if you're anything like me, you often see that glazed eye look that our family doesn't always get it, especially if they're not entrepreneurial themselves. So finding somebody who can empathize with you, and also finding somebody who is willing to say, you know what? You're overthinking, you need to take a step back, you need to consider this, you need to consider that, and just as importantly, is willing to take that feedback from you. Because when you're in community, or you have that someone you can talk to what's going on in your business, you've learned just as much from helping them as you do getting help. And that happens with a one-on-one relationship or in a mastermind environment. So finding a community that you can plug into. Isolation no longer is the dream killer and sucking the life out of your clarity journey. You are feeling supported. You're feeling seen. You're being cheerleaded, and you are with people who understand the journey that you're on. Block number 3 is making things complicated instead of keeping them simple. And this is something I fall into all the time. This is something my biz bestie has to talk me back from the ledge on. I will have this idea, and there's actually a project that I'm working on right now that I got really excited about. And I thought, okay, this could go here, and this could go there, and this could go here. And I could hear myself taking this super simple, fun project and making it totally complicated. And when you make it complicated, it gets confusing. All of a sudden, you're adding those layers of confusion back on instead of making things simple. And when we talk about creating a business that fits us, a gentle business, it is a simple business. It is not a complicated business. So when you're making things complicated, and a lot of times it's because we're idea people. So we see potential, we see possibility of what could happen. And so all of a sudden the brain starts firing, and all of a sudden this super simple, fun project is now something that's going to take months to create instead of a couple weeks. And so when you do that, what happens then is the confusion comes back. The confusion gets distracting. And all of a sudden we have to decide, is this idea or this grandiose idea, this complicated idea, is this a distraction or a bright, shiny object? Should I not be doing it? And the doubt just pours in. So what do? A lot of times we got to go talk to our biz bestie and say, here's what's on my brain. Here's what I'm thinking and working on. What do you think? And if they're the type of person that's willing to give you feedback and you're willing to receive it, a lot of times they're going to tell you, you're making this really complicated. I don't understand it. And you're not taking it back down to its basic, easy level that you can understand, you can implement, and you can talk to it about with your clients. So making things overcomplicated and overthinking, that definitely can block you in your clarity journey. Block number 4. Is that you're running your business by the seat of your pants. And this is something I have done for way too long, and especially before I started my business clarity journey, but also as I entered into it and things started making sense, things I understood, I realized that I am a coach, even though I'd been resisting it forever. I still was running my business by the seat of its pants, and I was being reactive instead of proactive. And because of that, I often felt stressed and anxious and overwhelmed because I was always just reacting. I wasn't being strategic in my decision making. So in order to remove that block, I had to step back and I had to start developing a routine that helped me pause and reflect. And I call these pause and reflect routines. And there's a lot of them that you can implement or choose from in your business. One of the most simple ones that I've implemented with over the last year or so, I call it a weekly examine and business review. And it helps me slow down, be in the moment, and really de-stress. And I've actually added part of this routine to our mastermind meetings. Is how we start using the ADMAR steps, which stands for alive, draining, moments, aware, and release. And I will link to the podcast episode about this process, because it does make a difference. This has become a weekly routine that I implement usually on a Sunday night, or if I run out of time, I try to do it first thing Monday morning. And it helps me slow down, reflect on the week that's happened, look at any pending items, look at my calendar and what didn't get done, and then looking to the week ahead and planning out my week, making sure that I understand when my appointments are, when are things due, when does the podcast need to be done, when does the Grateful Friday newsletter need to be done? When do I have client projects or client calls scheduled? And all of this has helped me slow down, de-stress, feel way less overwhelmed, and it's allowed me to make strategic decisions about my business instead of feeling like I'm always running, flying by the seat of my pants. And that has made such a difference in my business clarity journey. And it's something I'm leaning into even more this year. I've added a couple more pause and reflect routines that I can already see making a difference this year. So some examples of pause and reflect routines are the one I just talked about, the weekly business examine and review. I've added this year business meetings with God, where I dedicate a time each week to sit down and just really pray over my business and say, Lord, where would you want me to focus? What do you want me to do next? Is this the project or is that the project? And the insight and additional clarity I have received from these dedicated times to think about my business is really amazing. And it's something I do not want to stop. And I will be talking more about this in the weeks or months to come, because I can already see what a difference it's making in my business. The other pause and reflect routines that I recommend are a monthly business review, where you take stock of what's going on in your business, check out your stats, check out your emails, which ones are getting good open rates, which ones are getting good click-through rates. Looking at, for me, I look at the podcast. How are my downloads doing? Which episodes are being downloaded the most? Then there's also the quarterly business review, which takes the monthly review that you've done, but you can see it on a quarterly basis. And once you have several quarters or a year's worth of quarterly reviews under your belt, you have so much information that you can take forward with you into the new year. These pause and reflect routines have made such a difference in my life and the life of my clients, especially those women in my Sela Mastermind group, where we take time to evaluate our business, see what's happening, see what's going on, and get that overall feeling of what's going on in our business. And we also have the stats to back it up. This is what helps you start making strategic decisions. These are the things that help you proactive and be active in your business and giving you clarity instead of feeling like you're always on the other end of reacting and putting out fires. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like you've been on your business clarity journey and you're just feeling stuck, I'd encourage you to take a look at one of these four blocks. Are you allowing too much noise into your world, into your business world, into your business, through your inbox, through social media, through courses that you're taking? Are you joining a bunch of programs and memberships? Or are you working with multiple coaches? Which in and of themselves, nothing is inherently wrong about these, but too much information, too much consuming rather than taking action and producing, that can be one of the biggest blocks in business clarity. And then block number two, are you doing business alone in isolation where you are not getting the support that you need to keep your business moving forward, to keep you on your business clarity journey? Block number three, are you making things complicated, so complicated that you can't figure them out and you can't get the project done and you can't talk about it with people? that the marketing and sharing and selling what you're working on is not working because you made it so complicated. That is a huge block for a lot of the women that I talk with, that we've made things so complicated that we can't distill it down to its basic premise and be able to explain it simply and easily in our marketing and conversations. And then block number four, are you running your business by the seat of your pants by not having established pause and reflect routines that allow you to take a step back, take a moment to focus on your business and get real about what's happening in your business, what happened in the previous week or the previous month or the previous quarter, and plan and prepare for the week, month, or quarter ahead. As you listen to these four blocks, do you find one is jumping out at you more than the other? Are you finding that, you know, I need that pause and reflect routine. I see how that could help me. I know how hard it is to adopt these pause and reflect routines into your business. The thought of taking time to add one more thing to your schedule seems undoable and not worth the time. I can tell you, though, that from my own experience in my own business, and as we adopt some of these processes into the Seedless Society Mastermind, I have seen what a difference learning to pause and reflect has had on my business and in the lives of my clients. This pause and reflect is, I think, a pillar, one of the primary pillars of a business clarity journey, because we need to give ourselves the margin and the space to think about our business instead of rushing on to the next thing. But I also know how hard it is to do this. And this is something that's taken me at least a year to really get comfortable with and feel comfortable with sharing how I do it, to be perfectly honest. But I know what a difference it has made. And I'm excited to be able to share this with you. This week, at the time of this recording, we're in early March of 2024. I am announcing the launch of a new product to help you develop your own pause and reflect routines with the Seela Entrepreneur Journal Bundle. This is a quarterly publication that I will be releasing here in 2024, specifically for Christian women entrepreneurs who are ready to add a pause and reflect routine into their business. This is a journal bundle. The first one has the theme of retreat. And we're going to be talking about retreating, which is a strategic withdrawal, which is what a retreat is, or a pause and reflect routine is. It is a strategic withdrawal from the everyday of what's going on in your business and taking time to take a look at what's happening in your business, what's working, what's not, and then looking ahead to what needs to be done in the coming weeks and months. This bundle comes in two parts. Journal number one is full of articles and scripture reading plans, along with journaling prompts so that you can take those articles, you can look at those Bible verses and see how they apply to your business. I don't want you just to read these and move on to the next thing. This is about consuming and then producing and using it. And that is the intent of this, is to help you pause and reflect on information that can help you and decide if it fits your business and how to apply it into your business. Journal number two is specifically to set up a weekly business examine and review. And an examine is a critical study. It is taking a particular scripture verse and meditating on it and reflecting on it and pausing to really take it in. And how does this verse apply to my life and into my business? So journal number two is a series of four weekly business examines and review. And it has a journal with it, but it also comes along with four audios to walk you through each week's review so that you can either use the journal and write everything out on your own, or you can listen to the audio and be guided through each step of the weekly exam process. I'm super excited about this project. It's something that I've been working on for several months. I'm excited to finally be able to talk about it and share it with you because I know what a difference it's made in my life. I'm excited to help you adopt pause and reflect routines in your life. This bundle will be available at SeelaStudios.co/journal. And again, the Seela Entrepreneur Journal is specifically for Christian women entrepreneurs who are wanting to invite God into their business more and find ways to practically apply what he's teaching into your business. If you'd like to learn more, visit SeelaStudios.co/journal. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today.
Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.